Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 41, Fraternal Devotion. When a devotee is permanently situated in devotional service, and by different symptoms of ecstasy, has developed and matured a fraternal mellow or flavor in relationship with the personality of Godhead, one's feeling is called fraternal love of Godhead. The impetus for such fraternal love of God is God Himself. When one is liberated and discovers one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, the Lord Himself becomes the impetus for increasing fraternal love. The eternal associates of the Lord in Vrindavan have described this as follows. The Lord, Hari, whose bodily hue is like the Indranila jewel, whose smiling is as beautiful as the Kunda flower, whose silk dress is as yellow as golden autumn foliage, whose chest is beautified with garlands of flowers, and who is always playing upon his flute. This enemy of the Agha demon is always attracting our hearts by wandering about Vrindavan. There are similar statements of fraternal love expressed outside the jurisdiction of Vrindavan. When the sons of Pandu, headed by Maharaj Yudhisthira, saw Krishna in his four-handed form on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, holding his conch shell, disc, club, and lotus flower, they completely forgot themselves and became merged in the ocean of nectarian happiness. This shows how the sons of Pandu, King Yudhisthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadeva, were all caught up in fraternal love for Krishna. Sometimes Krishna's different names, forms, paraphernalia, and transcendental qualities provoke fraternal love. For instance, Krishna's nice dress, his strongly built body, the all auspicious symptoms on his body, his knowledge of different languages, his learned teachings in Bhagavad Gita, his uncommon genius in all fields of endeavor, his exhibition of expert knowledge, his mercy, his chivalry, his behavior as a conjugal lover, his intelligence, his forgiveness, his attraction for all kinds of men, his opulence and his happiness, all of these provoke fraternal love. The impetus to fraternal love upon seeing the associates of Krishna in Vrindavan is also very natural, for their personal bodily features, their qualities and their dress are all equal to that of Krishna. These associates are always happy in their service to Krishna, and they are generally known as Vayasyas, or friends of the same age. The Vayasyas are fully confident of protection by Krishna. Sometimes devotees pray, "Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the Vayasyas of Krishna, who are firmly convinced of Krishna's friendship and protection, and whose devotion to Krishna is ever fixed. They are fearless and on a level equal with Krishna, and thus they discharge their transcendental loving devotional service." Such eternal Vayasyas are also found beyond the jurisdiction of Vrindavan, in places such as Dwaraka and Hastinapur. Except for Vrindavan, all the places of Krishna's pastimes are called puras or towns. Mathura and Hastinapur, which is the capital of the Kurus, are both puras. Personalities like Arjuna, Bhima, Draupadi, and Sridhama the Brahmana are counted among Krishna's fraternal devotees in the puras. How the sons of Pandu, the Pandavas, enjoy Krishna's association is herein described. When Sri Krishna arrived in Indraprastha, the capital of the Kurus, Maharaj Yudhisthira immediately came out to smell the fragrance of Krishna's head. It is the Vedic custom that a superior smells the head of his subordinates when the subordinates offer respect to the superior by touching his feet. So similarly, Arjuna and Bhima embraced Krishna with great jubilation, and the two younger brothers named Nakula and Sahadeva touched the lotus feet of Krishna with tears in their eyes and offered their respects. In this way, all the five Pandava brothers enjoyed the fraternal relationship of Krishna in transcendental mellow. And out of the five Pandavas, Arjuna is the most intimately connected with Krishna. Arjuna has a nice bow called Gandiva in his hand. His thighs are compared to the trunks of elephants, and his eyes are always reddish. When Krishna and Arjuna are together on a chariot, they become celestial beauties, pleasing to the eyes of everyone. It is said that once Arjuna was lying on his bed with his head upon Krishna's lap and was talking and joking with Krishna in great relaxation, enjoying Krishna's company with smiling and great satisfaction. As far as the Vayasya friends in Vrindavana are concerned, they become greatly distressed when they cannot see Krishna even for a moment. And there is the following prayer by a devotee for the Vayasyas in Vrindavan. All glories to Krishna's Vayasyas, who are just like Krishna in their age, qualities, pastimes, dress, and beauty. They are accustomed to playing on their flutes made of palm leaves, and they all have buffalo horn bugles, ornamented like Krishna's with jewels such as Indranila and also with gold and coral. They are always jubilant like Krishna. So may these glorious companions of Krishna always protect us. The Vayasyas in Vrindavana are in such intimate friendship with Krishna that sometimes they think themselves as good as Krishna. Here is an instance of such friendly feeling. When Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill with his left hand, the Vayasyas said, "Oh, dear friend, you have been standing for the last 7 days and nights without any rest. This is very troublesome for us, because we see that you have undertaken a severely laborious task. We think, therefore, that you need not continue to stand in that way, holding this hill. So you can just transfer it onto Sudama's hand. We are very much aggrieved to see you in this position. And if you think that Sudama is not able to support Govardhan Hill, then at least you should change hands. Instead of supporting it with your left hand, please transfer it to your right hand so that we can give your left hand a massage." This is an instance of intimacy, showing how much the Vayasyas considered themselves to be equal to Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 12th chapter, verse 11, Shukadeva Goswami tells King Parikshit, "Itang satang brahma sukanu bhutya dasyang gatanang paradaivatena maya sritanang naradara kena sakang vijhru krita punya punja." O my dear king, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the learned transcendentalist, while Krishna is supreme happiness for the impersonalist. And Krishna is the supreme worshipable deity for the devotee. But Krishna is just like an ordinary boy to one who was under the spell of Maya. And just imagine, these cowherder boys are now playing with this supreme person as though they were on an equal level. By this, one can understand that these boys must have accumulated heaps of the results of pious activities to enable them to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such intimate friendship. There is a description of Krishna's feeling for his Vayasyas in Vrindavan, for Krishna once said to Balaram, "My dear brother, when my companions were being devoured by the Agha-asura, hot tears poured down from my eyes, and as they were washing my cheeks, my dear elder brother, for at least one moment, I completely lost myself." Within Gokula, Krishna's Vayasyas are generally divided into four groups. Number one, well-wisher friends. 2, friends. 3, confidential friends. And 4, intimate friends. Krishna's well-wisher friends are a little bit older than Krishna, and they have some parental affection for Krishna. Because of their being older than Krishna, they always try to protect Krishna from any harm, and as such, they sometimes bear weapons so that they can chastise any mischievous persons who want to do harm to Krishna. Counted among the well-wisher friends are Subhadra, Mandalibhadra, Bhadravardhana, Gobhata, Yaksha, Indrabhata, Bhadranga, Virabhadra, Mahaguna, Vijaya, and Balabhadra. They are older than Krishna and are always thinking of Krishna's welfare. One of the elderly friends once said, "My dear Mandalibhadra, why are you wielding a shining sword as though you were running toward Arishta Asura to kill him? And my dear Baladev, why are you unnecessarily bearing that heavy plow? My dear Vijay, don't be unnecessarily agitated. And my dear Bhadravardhana, there is no need to make these threatening motions. If you will all look more closely, you will see that it is only a thundercloud upon Govardhan Hill. It is not the Arishta Asura in the shape of a bull as you have imagined." These older, well-wishing friends of Krishna had imagined a large cloud to be the Arishta Asura appearing in the shape of a huge bull. And in the midst of their excitement, one of them ascertained that it was actually only a cloud upon Govardhan Hill. He therefore informed the others not to take the trouble of worrying about Krishna, because there was no present danger from Arishta Asura. Among the well-wisher friends, Mandalibhadra and Balabhadra are the chief. Mandalibhadra is described as follows. His complexion is yellowish, and his dress is very attractive. Mandalibhadra always carries a stick of various colors. He wears a peacock feather on his head and always looks very beautiful. Mandalibhadra's attitude is revealed in this statement. "My dear friends, our beloved Krishna is now very tired from working with the cows in the pasturing grounds and from traveling all over the forest. And I can see that Krishna is very fatigued. So let me massage Krishna's head silently while Krishna is taking rest in his house. And you, Subal, you just massage Krishna's thighs." One devotee described the personal beauty of Baladev as follows. "Let me take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram, whose beauty is enhanced by the earrings touching his cheeks. Baladev's face is decorated with tilak made from kasturi musk, and Baladev's broad chest is decorated with a garland of gunja, small conch shells. Baladev's complexion is as white as an autumn cloud. Baladev wears garments of blue color, and Baladev's voice is very grave. Baladev's arms are very long, touching his thighs, and Baladev has shown his great strength by killing the Pralamba demon. So let me take shelter of this chivalrous Balaram. Baladev's affection for Krishna is illustrated in this statement to Subal. My dear friend, please inform Krishna not to go to Kaliya's lake today, for today is Krishna's birthday, and so I wish to go along with Mother Yashoda to bathe Krishna, and tell Krishna he should not leave the house today. So this shows how Balaram, Krishna's elder brother, took care of Krishna with parental love within the scope of fraternal affection. Friends who are younger than Krishna, who are always attached to Krishna, and who give Krishna all kinds of service are called ordinary friends or simply friends. Such ordinary friends are called sakhas, and the names of some sakhas are Vishal, Vrishabha, Ojasvi, Devaprasva, Varupapa, Marunda, Kusumapida, Manibandha, and Karandhama. All of these sakha friends of Krishna seek only to serve Krishna. Sometimes some of them would rise early in the morning and immediately go to Krishna's place, waiting at the door to see Krishna and to accompany Krishna to the pasturing grounds. In the meantime, Krishna would be dressed by Mother Yashoda, and when Yashoda would see a boy standing at the door, she would call out to him, "Well, Vishal, why are you standing there? Come here." And so, with the permission of Mother Yashoda, Vishal would immediately enter the house. And while Mother Yashoda was dressing Krishna, Vishal would try to help put on Krishna's ankle bells, and Krishna would jokingly strike Vishal with his flute. Then Mother Yashoda would call, "Krishna, what is this? Why are you teasing your friend?" And then Krishna would laugh, and the friend would also laugh. So these are some of the activities of Krishna's sakhas. Sometimes the sakhas would take care of the cows who were going hither and thither, and they would tell Krishna, "Your cows were going off here and there," and then Krishna would thank them. Sometimes, when Krishna and his sakhas went to the pasturing ground, Kamsa would send a demon to kill Krishna, and therefore, almost every day there was a fight with some different kind of demon. And after fighting with the demon, Krishna would feel fatigue. The hairs on his head would be scattered, and so the sakhas would immediately come and try to relieve Krishna in different ways. Some friends would say, "My dear Vishal, please take this fan of lotus leaves and fan Krishna so that Krishna may feel some comfort. Varutapa, you just brush the scattered hairs on Krishna's head, which have fallen upon his face. And Vrishabha, don't talk unnecessarily. Immediately massage Krishna's body. Krishna's arms have become tired from fighting and wrestling with that demon. Oh, just see how our friend Krishna has become tired." These are some examples of the treatment given to Krishna by the sakhas. One of the sakhas, known as Devaprastha, is described as follows. He is very strong, a ready scholar, and is very expert in playing ball. Devaprastha wears a white dress, and he ties his hair into a bunch with a rope. And whenever there is a fight between Krishna and the demons, Devaprastha is the first to help, and he fights just like an elephant. One of the gopis once said to her friend, "My dear beautiful friend, when Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, was taking rest within the cave of a hill, Krishna was keeping his head on the arms of Sri Dama, and Krishna was putting his left hand on Sri Dama's chest. Taking this opportunity, Devaprastha, out of his strong affection for Krishna, immediately began to massage Krishna's legs. Such are the activities of Krishna's friends out on the pasturing grounds. The more confidential friends are called Priya Sakhas and are almost Krishna's age. Because of their very confidential friendship, their behavior is only on the basis of pure friendship. The behavior of other friends is on the ground of paternal love or servitude, but the basic principle of the confidential friends is simply friendship on an equal level. Some confidential friends are as follows: Sri Dama, Sudama, Dama, Vasudama, Kinkini, Stoka Krishna, Angshu, Bhadrasena, Vilasi, Pundarika, Vitanka, and Kalavinka. And by their various activities and different pastimes, all of these friends used to give transcendental pleasure to Krishna. The behavior of these confidential friends is described by a friend of Radharani who told her, "My dear graceful Radha, your intimate friend Krishna is also served by his intimate boyfriends. Some of them cut jokes with Krishna in mild voices, and thus they please Krishna very much by this. For example, Krishna had one Brahmana friend whose name was Madhu Mangala. This boy would joke by playing the part of a greedy Brahmana. Whenever the friends ate, Madhu Mangala would eat more than all the others, especially laddus, of which Madhu Mangala was very fond. Then, after eating more laddus than anyone else, Madhu Mangala would still not be satisfied. And so, Madhu Mangala would say to Krishna, 'Oh Krishna, if you give me one more laddu, then I shall be pleased to give you my blessings, so that your friend Radharani will be very much pleased with you.' Brahmanas are supposed to give blessings to the farming and merchant caste, and so Krishna presented himself as the son of Maharaj Nanda, who was a Vaishya. So this Brahmana boy was right in giving blessings to Krishna. Thus, Krishna was very pleased by his friend's blessings, and Krishna would supply Madhu Mangala with more and more laddus. Sometimes a confidential friend would come before Krishna and embrace Krishna with great affection and love. Then another friend would come up from the rear and cover Krishna's eyes with his hands. Krishna would always feel very happy by such dealings with his confidential friends. And out of all of these confidential friends, Sri Dama is considered to be the chief. Sri Dama used to put on a yellow-colored dress. Sri Dama would carry a buffalo horn, and his turban was of reddish copper color. Sri Dama's bodily complexion was blackish, and around his neck there was a nice garland. Sri Dama would always challenge Krishna in joking friendship. So let us pray to Sri Dama to bestow his mercy upon us all. Sometimes Sri Dama used to address Krishna.
Oh,
you are so cruel that you left us alone on the bank of the Yamuna, and we were all mad from not seeing you there. Now it is our great fortune that we are able to see you here. So if you want to pacify us, you must embrace each one of us with your arms. But believe me, my dear friend, a moment's absence from you creates great havoc, not only for us, but for the cows also. Everything becomes disarranged, and we all become mad after you. There are other friends who are still more confidential, and they are called Priya Narma, or intimate friends. Counted among the Priya Narma friends are Subala, Arjuna, Gandharva, Vasanta, and Ujjvala. Once there was talk among the friends of Radharani, the gopis, about these most intimate friends, and one gopi addressed Radha. O my dear Krishangi, O delicate one, just see how Subala is whispering your message into Krishna's ear. How Subala is delivering the confidential letter of Syama Dasi silently into Krishna's hand. And how Subala is delivering the betel nuts prepared by Palika into Krishna's mouth. How Subala is decorating Krishna with the garland prepared by Taraka. Did you know, my dear friend, that all of these most intimate friends of your Krishna are always engaged in his service in this way? And out of the many intimate Priya Narmas, Subala and Ujjvala are considered to be the most prominent. Subala's body is described as follows. His complexion is just like molten gold. Subala is very, very dear to Krishna. Subala always has a garland around his neck, and Subala wears yellow clothing. His eyes are just like lotus flower petals, and Subala is so intelligent that by his talking and his moral instructions, all the other friends take the highest pleasure. So let us all offer our respectful obeisances unto Krishna's friend Subala. The degree of intimacy shared by Krishna and Subala can be understood by the fact that the talks between them were so confidential that no one else could understand what they were saying. The description of Ujjvala, another intimate friend, is given as follows. Ujjvala always wears some garment of orange color, and the movements of his eyes are always very restless. Ujjvala likes to decorate himself with all kinds of flowers. His bodily hue is almost like that of Krishna, and on his neck there is always a necklace of pearls. Ujjvala is always very dear to Krishna. So let us all worship Ujjvala, the most intimate friend of Krishna. And about the confidential service of Ujjvala, this statement is to be found, addressed by Radharani to one of her gopi friends. My dear friend, it is impossible for me to keep my prestige. I wanted to avoid talking to Krishna anymore. But just see, there again is his friend Ujjvala coming to me with his canvassing work. His entreaties are so powerful that it is very difficult for any gopi to resist her love for Krishna, even though she may be very bashful, devoted to her family duties, and most faithful to her own husband. The following is a statement by Ujjvala showing his jubilant nature. My dear Krishna, O killer of the Uga Asura, you have extended your loving affairs so much that you can be compared to the great ocean, which is without limitations. And at the same time, the young girls of this world, who are all searching after the perfect lover, have become just like rivers running into this ocean. So, under the circumstances, all these rivers of young girls may try to divert their courses to some other place, but at the end, they must come unto you. Among the groups of different friends of Krishna, some are well known from various scriptures, and some are well known by popular tradition. There are three divisions among Krishna's friends. Some are eternally in friendship with Krishna, some are elevated demigods, and some are perfected devotees. In all of these groups, there are some who by nature are fixed in Krishna's service and always engaged in giving counsel. Some of them are very fond of joking and naturally cause Krishna to smile by their words. Some of them are by nature very simple, and by their simplicity they please Lord Krishna. Some of them create wonderful situations by their activities, apparently against Krishna. Some of them are very talkative, always arguing with Krishna and creating a debating atmosphere. And still, some of them are very gentle and give pleasure to Krishna by their sweet words. All of these friends are very intimate with Krishna, and they show expertise in their different activities, their aim always being to please Krishna. Thus ends chapter 41 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Fraternal Devotion, recorded April 10, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. Om Tat Sat.